Mother truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass new edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, coming at y'all from Hollywood, California, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous intersections where, for whatever reason, and I don't know when this ever happens very often, but it don't. But it was just one of those freak rains just came up. I was out here in the Florida room just minding my own business in Hollywood, getting ready for the Hollywood Hick program here, making sure I've read up on things so I can actually talk and know what the hell I sound like I'm talking about, or sound like I know what I'm talking about. Good Lord, I can't make my mouth work. Hopefully my brain will pick up the slack. Didn't sound like it's gonna, does it? But whatever. Sitting here in Hollywood, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, like I said, in the Florida room, and all of a sudden this little like rain comes up. I was like, this is kind of nice, but not enough to do anything. All I did was, and this is the thing, I'll just go ahead and tell you, this is the fucking thing that happens, is what happens is immediately sirens start to go off, helicopters come in, because one drop of rain from the sky in this town and everything goes mother trucking nuts. I don't understand it. Most of the people are from places where there's been precipitation in their life, but once they get here, they forget all about it. Like, I actually kind of like driving in the rain. It's different. Figure I get my car a little wrench off, you know, free size, just driving around. But now, can't do that in this town. People will make you nuts. And the roads here are greasy as hell too. They are greasy. They're like freaking Josh Duggar greasy. That's how greasy these roads get. As soon as it gets a little bit of water on it, all that grease comes up to the top. People are slipping and sliding everywhere, and people don't know how to behave. That's the thing. This is my thing about, I'll quit talking about it because I don't even know how I got off on this. Right off the bat of the program, I haven't even hardly said Crab Diving Network yet. But I will. But what the fuck? It's like people are like, this is the thing. People just out here, this is what they do. When it gets a little, like one drop of rain falls from the sky, some people just keep driving like assholes. Like, it's like ain't nobody else there but them and nobody matters but them. And then there's other people who freak the fuck out from the rain, right? And then the assholes who don't back off a little bit because of the wet freak those people out even more. So it's a constant battle between the two. So those of us who are just trying to be nice and get along and ride through the middle of this are trapped. We're like the freaking cream filling between these two fucking crazy cookies. One on either side. It's like politics. It's like driving is like politics too. I just came to that conclusion right now. Whatever. Y'all are listening to the Hollywood Hick. I promise I ain't gonna talk about that anymore. And I probably just lied. But y'all are listening to the Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network. That is probably the quickest I ever went into a big old long tangent ever in the history of 70. This is number 78 of this show. So in 78 times, I think that was the quickest tangent I ever slipped into. Dolly, have mercy on me. Whew. Okay, whatever. What I am getting at is you are listening to me here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. I'm a mess today, y'all. And it ain't even Friday yet. This is a Tuesday episode. Good Lord, I need to get my act together. But you're listening on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw the /listen behind that. And you can hear all the fabulous crab diving programming as it's happening. And from what I hear, they're adding new fabulous programming all the damn time. So keep checking back and seeing what the hell's going on. Because it's always something new and fun. And everybody is nuts and funny and blah, blah, blah. I highly encourage it. Y'all get what I'm getting at. And I'm follow a brother on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Also follow my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And you can leave me messages like my friend Marianne, who left me a message a couple weeks ago. And I was supposed to give her a shout out last Friday, and I was so overjoyed by the rainbow sparkles, glitter, and Dolly Parton feelings that Josh Duggar had brought on my life by his downfall even further, because that gave me so much joy. I'm still giddy from it, really. Whenever the subject comes up, I'm just like, I cannot wait to throw my two cents in to whoever will listen. And because of this program and things of that nature, I have been paying a little bit more attention than most of my friends, so they try to like get things wrong, and I should have been a like journalist or something, because I'm like, no, don't you know? I read it over here. Like, they only read from one spot. You got to read from a lot of different spots. You get a lot of different answers. And okay, and I know people will contradict me on this and tell me I'm crazy, but sometimes you got to read in the comments. So sometimes people who know the fucking skinny, who are like there, they'll chime in and be like, yep, this is what happened. Or call bullshit on it. And sometimes by their tone and inflection, I choose to believe them or not. So sometimes I believe those and then I will sell it like it's a freaking truth. I don't care. And they'll be like, what's your source? I'll be like, the comment section of Salon or some shit like that. But who cares? One of the ones that still has a comment section. What the hell has happened? Like, I go to so many things lately and no more comment section because people are awful. That is why. People, quit being so damn awful. Okay? Really, quit being awful. Like, everything out there is about awful people. All our television programs are about awful people. Everything is about awful people these days. All I want to read about on the news is awful people. Because you want to tell me why? Let me tell you why. On account of that way, I feel better about myself come the flip side. That's what it is. So I'm always telling y'all how Florida people stories and other people doing all kind of crazy things stories at the end of the program whenever I don't talk too much about some stupid shit like Josh Duggar that just sends me into like happy land, because when a hypocrite like that gets taken down in that kind of a grand way, whoo-wee, and all because of his own idiotness. That is why. That's the whole thing. And his mom and daddy's idiotness. I blame them some for like all that, like not letting him have like a normal childhood. And I'm not trying to say that every childhood has to be exactly the same or like mine or anything. I'm just saying, I'm just like, that much sheltering, it just can't be good. Like, it's like, this is what happens. Like, who knows what else is going on up in there? And you know what's going to happen is those young children of his, of Michelle and Jim Bob, could they not be more Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar? Could not be more Jim Bob. Of course, somebody named Jim Bob would have all these fucking children and be this freaking backwards in their thinking. It's like, and it's backwards. I don't care what nobody says. This quiverful stuff is backwards. And poor ladies, like this Anna Duggar shit, she's just like stuck with this freaking slimy, awful, child molesting, cheating ass, porn addicted, whatever. Like, watch all the porn you want to. I don't care. It's like, whatever. And the thing is, and it's like, whatever, I want to say it's victimless. It's not victimless, his wife, but it's like, it's a relatively concentrated group of people who are the direct victims of this bullshit, you know? So it's like, everybody in their hypocrisy and everything. But it's like, I love, but like, and like, it's like, wife ain't leaving him. I guess we're going to segue right into this. I forgot what the hell I was even getting to before, but now I'm talking about these Duggars again. And you know, I can't shut up about, oh, I was giving my shout out to Mary Ann. No, I am finishing that before I get into this Duggar shit. But like, what I'm saying is, leave a shout out like Marianne did. And because one, she was telling me how much she loved the program, and I think that is always a good thing. And but also because we were talking about like sci-fi shit, or she was more than me, and I was like, yeah, there's like shit going on, whatever. But I did not get to the fucking sci-fi stuff, Marianne, because you know what? This Duggar stuff and like, and I'm working in things, it's making a hick like fall behind on his duties. But I am going to look and see like, well, the sci-fi, what are the upcoming? This is coming up promptly on Friday if a fucking hick can get his act together. Marianne, stick with me, babe. For reals. But what I'm saying is, come Friday, I'm going to like look and see what sci-fi movies are coming out. And I'm going to give you my take on whether it looks like it's worth watching or whether it looks like it ain't worth watching, or all kind of whatever my feelings are based on the limited amount of information that I will probably pull off of the interwebs. And again, I'll probably get half of it from the comments because, you know, that's how I roll. And I choose to believe things down there because sometimes I think those people being more honest. Sometimes people leave shit out, and I don't like when they leave shit out. Or ask a damn question and don't at least call them out when they don't answer the damn question. That's my other thing. Like, you don't even have to, like, they may not even answer the question because that's just how they are. But at least you have to be like, well, thanks for that answer, but that's really not what I asked you. But, okay, let's see, what about this next question? That's what I wish at least Megyn Kelly would have done at those, ooh, and we're going to talk about her because guess who? Punkin' head, back the fucking being a bully. We'll get to that. Whatever. But, man, I ain't forgot you, sugar. So, come Friday, I am going to talk about what movies are coming up and if the hick thinks you should watch it or not, just based solely off of my limited opinion. Actually, not limited opinion, because you know what? I like movies that are fun. That's the whole thing. So, I like movies that are fun. I don't like depressing. If it's a depressing movie, I'm going to be like, thumbs down. If it's like, seems like it's exciting and like not going to make me think too hard and just have a lot of explosions and potty humor, then I'm probably going to be all over that shit, okay? All right, so, moving on to what I was talking about before, and then I had to remember what I was talking about, and then now I'm back to what I was talking about in the middle of that. Okay, this freaking Ashley Madison stuff has done gone cuckoo bananas nuts. I have been waiting on a story like this because remember back when I was like hollering like, could somebody please go do something crazy? Well, apparently Ashley Madison is who I was waiting to do something crazy. I was waiting for a person. I was waiting for a website to go and ruin so many lives. Duggar was just the tip of the iceberg for this freaking whole mess. Like, they already like, okay, whatever. Okay, let's just touch on what we've learned thus far on Duggars, and then we're going to move on to all the latest people. And like, people are mad. They suing, people committing suicide and stuff. This is nuts. This is nuts. Like, it's going to forever change some shit. Like, people, like, I don't know, like, sexy sites are going to have a hard time. Like, everybody's going to be secret. Well, all these people had to do, really, was get a damn, just a burner email. But whatever, we'll get to that. But these Duger people, right? Now, I was looking this up all over everything. And so, of course, the Family Research Council comes out with their, like holler and be like, last night we learned from online reports, like, they had to learn out from the internet. It's the learning it on the internet is the new. I can't fucking talk sometimes, y'all. What is wrong with me? But it's the new way of, like, finding out on TV. But now you find out online because it's faster than TV, because people just boom, it's there, and then it's there forever. People forget it's there forever. I forget it's there forever. That's why I was talking last time. I was like, I will not send any more pictures of my pecker nowhere on account of like there's enough damage has been done. Like, I'll send a pair of underpants where it's tasteful. But I am not sending them full pecker no more, because that's just like asking for trouble, and it's just like whatever. And it's like, I ain't really ashamed of it or anything. It's just like whatever. It'd be one less headache if that never comes up. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. But the Family Research Council, people get on here, they're like, this is their statement. They're all, last night we learned from online reports about allegations concerning Josh Duger, and then read his confession today. They're like, zoota lords, we were completely blindsided by this information, which they probably were, because this dude, like, well, as soon as he got busted for the, like, diddler, I bet when he heard about this Ashley Madison hack, I'm not kidding you, Josh Duger's heart had to fall all the way down to his ass and, like, fall out his ass, hit the floor, and start digging. To, like, because it was like it just fell straight to hell. Like, his heart was like, oh, but I done. Like, any hope for reprieve from all of that other untoward nonsense was, ooh, could you imagine? I am so glad I am not Josh Duger right now. But because, see, like, I can relish in his downfall on account of he's a hypocrite, in case anybody's trying to say that I'm being an asshole, which I am kind of asshole sometimes. But I like to think that I'm a likable asshole who is just merely espousing his opinion. And you're entitled to yours, too. But I will look you dead in the face sometimes and be like, you're nuts. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think you're fully entitled to that opinion, however wrong it may be. You know what I mean? Or if you agree with me, then we're going to get along just fancy, clean happiness. Like rainbow sparkles, glitter, and Dolly Parton feelings, like I always talk about, right? So what I'm saying is, it goes on, right? It goes, we are grieved by Josh's conduct and the devastating impact of his pornography addiction and marital unfaithfulness. Whew. Shame on you. They go on. Our hearts hurt for his family and all those affected by Josh's actions. His deceitful behavior harms his family, his friends, his former co-workers, and the cause he has publicly espoused. I feel like I'm a preacher right now, the way that it's like coming out of my mouth, but whatever, it's kind of fun. I'm going to keep doing it. All right, keeps going on. Those of us who advocate for family values in the public square, fuck you and your family values, by the way, Family Research Council, because your family values are horrible, judgmental, awful people family values. If you could just, like, open your eyes for a little bit and realize that there's many kind of people all over the world, everywhere, they come in all different shapes, sizes, color, creeds, sexualities, all that kind of nonsense, and you're going to like some of them and you're going to not like some of them, but it really shouldn't be because of this. It should just really be because they're an asshole, or they're not an asshole. It shouldn't have anything to do with anything other than that, but these people can't wrap their brain around that. They just think this book of theirs that, like, was sent down from somewhere, it's like supposed to, like, they can be used to justify anything anywhere. It's ridiculous. But it's like whatever, they're basically calling a big old hypocrite. But I love how it's like they bring all this shit into it. Drives me nuts. But he goes, those of us who advocate for family values in this public square are held to a higher standard, and Josh's failures serve as a painful reminder of the destructive effects of not living with integrity. We are praying for the family. Well, I hope you are. But actually, like, people should pray for this family, because they need people to pray for them to pull their head out of their ass and realize there's a whole big old world out there that is not this sheltered in nuts and, like creating these kind of situations. And it's like the whole thing, it's like, I think this Ashley Madison thing sucks to begin with, only because there's so many people, it's like, whatever, they're cheating a little bit. That's it. That's all they're fucking doing. That's the, like, end of it. far as I'm concerned, it's just twixt them and whoever they cheated on. So I don't think they should be putting out all these people unless they're doing something like the Josh Duggar, where you're like going out and like preaching one thing and then doing a completely opposite one. And then you sort of open yourself up to a little bit of I like to call it now assessing. So that way I don't have to tell Dolly that I've been judging. I have just been merely assessing situations. You know, like I took in the information and I assessed that this dude is an asshole creep who's been lying through his teeth and been living one way while he's been telling people how to live another way, and that's just fucking disingenuous, and a Hollywood hick ain't gonna put up with that here on the Crab Diving Network. I'm just saying it's all www.crabdiving.com. But I'm just thinking, if you're just like, if it's just twixt you and your wife and you a nobody, then like that's twixt child. But I hope it doesn't, like, I hope, like, that's why I don't agree with that. It was like that place where you could search and find, I think it got shut down, but you could search and find the whoever, be any people that were in your Google contacts, who's any of their email addresses or whatever come up in this whole list. I was like, I didn't even look, y'all. I did not even look. Y'all think I would. Yeah, I bet you a bunch of y'all are like, I bet that Hollywood hick, he done looked and see who it was. Nope, I didn't even look. Plus, it's been shut down. But I didn't look because I was like, you know what? I don't want to know. I wouldn't want people digging up in my business. So why do I want to dig up in other people's business? Now, if somebody comes up and tells me something, then I cannot not hear that. And so sometimes I just have to live with that information. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. But we're getting into this whole thing. The part that kills me about this whole Duggar story, not just that he's a fucking creepy-ass McCreeperson, right? And he's got those close-set eyes like a psycho killer anyways, right? Well, so his poor little old wife, right? Like, she's the one I feel bad for, because I read this thing and it makes complete sense if you think about it this way. Oh, and this motherfucker, we'll get to him in a minute. This other one, there's like another, like one of the other people caught whatever. His picture just came up when I clicked on something, so you know I was like, ugh. When I see these hypocrites, my blood just boils. And luckily, my rainbow sparkle glitter and sunshine comes spilling out of everything to like tackle it like it's a virus, on account of they're getting reported on for something other than being a sanctimonious asshole who's trying to tell me how to live my life by some values that they don't actually follow themselves. But you should just do it, because I'm just telling you should do it because that's what everybody's told me to do. And apparently in this book somewhere you can justify anything in this book here. So that's just what that's going on there, whatever. Oh, and this other thing, and I'm just going to comment on it right now because I can see it and it may not be back later, but somebody somewhere put up this joke thing where they think the new Confederate flag, and I fully support this version, it's basically a blue flag with a like rows of stars across it, like sort of it makes that like zigzag pattern, right? But it's got Burt Reynolds as the bandit doing the peace sign superimposed over it. It's the same picture that I currently have had as the like wallpaper for my freaking iPad for like 2 years now. I stole it off the internet. It has his signature on it. Y'all know I have a thing for Burt Reynolds. I can't help it, especially 70s Burt Reynolds. That was when he was hottest. And poor thing, like, I don't think he's gonna be lasting too much longer. It makes me really sad. I hope so. But it's like, well, I mean, I just like the thought of him being around. You know what I mean? Sure, if he can't do that much, fine. But still, I just want him to live long and prosper. Sort of like in that almost. Whatever, it was the finger thing that made me say it. Whatever, I digress. But that's what I'm just saying. I think that's hysterical. I'll post it if I remember on the Facebook page so you can see what I'm talking about. It's kind of funny. I was like, I support this. This is a funny idea. And it makes sense because the South is about like fast cars and slow living. And that's pretty much what Smokey and the Bandit was about, right? Okay, whatever. So going back to Jay, what's her name? Anna Duggar, his poor little suffering wife. Well, you know, because she's like planning on not leaving him because this whole Quiverful thing, like that's what I was saying. I read this thing till I got like sidetracked by two pictures. It's, I don't know what is wrong with me. But so this freaking Anna Duggar, right? She ain't going nowhere because she, okay, and this is the thing. And this whole thing, I couldn't find the article. That's why I was digressing, because I was trying to find something and then I couldn't find it. Whatever. Just out of myself. Can't just keep my mouth shut. So this poor child, like it's her parents' fault too. Like, she ain't got no skills. All they've ever raised her to do is get married to a Duggar and pop out babies. That's all she is qualified for. So if she's not doing that, then what does she get? Like, so she's so ingrained, like they've so brainwashed her into this way of thought that this is just the way it's gonna be forever, right? So she ain't going nowhere. It's like a pretty much well-known fact that she ain't going nowhere. She's just gonna be the long-suffering wife. And it sucks because she was actually doing what she was supposed to do. She was popping out them babies and taking care of them, giving it up whenever he wanted it, which apparently wasn't enough, or maybe he just wanted some strange, you know, like this whole monogamy thing is a little weird to me anyway, because it's like it seems like everybody's cheating and doing shit all the time. It's like that's kind of like should be be expected. Like I fully support legalized prostitution, by the way, because let me tell you why. I tell you what, on account of you can regulate that shit and you can make sure people are cool. And you know what? Some people can't get a piece of strange out at a bar, and then they do weird shit to try to get a piece of strange. They go on the internet and they lie through their teeth and stuff like that. Do you not think some of these people would rather just go pay freaking $100, go over there, pop a nut, and go on with their freaking day, as opposed to have to spend hours upon hours pretending to be somebody else on the internet? No, that is not what anybody wants. It's the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard of. Just regulate. Make sure the ladies are clean. You check the people on them and the fellas. There should be fellas too, because you know homos are going to be all over this shit if it ever happened. Because, and be like, but if that shit ever happened, I'd open a fucking whorehouse in a heartbeat. I totally fucking would. I would totally. That almost kind of rhymes. Whorehouse in a heartbeat. That's going to be like my, the name of my like first rap. I don't even know what that makes. Absolutely no sense. But whatever. That's my like thought on it. Whatever. Take it or leave it. Whatever I'm saying. Hollywood Hick has an opinion. That's my opinion on prostitution. You should regulate it and just let the shit fucking happen and quit freaking stigmatizing it so much. It's like, whatever. Some people know how to throw some pussy and they should be allowed to throw some fucking pussy. I'm just saying it's all. Okay? I'm going to move on back to this poor little long-suffering Anna Duger. Right? Poor little... That cracks me up. Long-suffering Anna Duger. She is, and her long-suffering has just barely begun, too. Because she's stuck with this beady-eyed, smarmy-looking mother trucker, done, like, awful person, right? So whatever, she ain't leaving. But her brother apparently has done Escape the Quiverful stuff. His name is Daniel, I think. Daniel Keller, that's his name. He is 30. And he spoke out on the Twitters, right? Where's it go? I had a better one than this. I think it's right here. Hopefully, this is what I'm looking for. Yeah. He went fucking ape shit motherfucking nuts on some people, right? On the Twitters. Because, or maybe it's the Facebook. This looks like the Facebook. I get confused. You know, I'm like, I wish I understood all the... I'm glad that I did not grow up when all of this stuff is happening, this social networking nonsense and twitting and Snapchatting and things and bobs in. And but at the same time, I'm like, I feel like I should understand it better, because I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, it's a little bit overwhelming. I'm still overwhelmed by the whole thing. That's why I'm not that good at it. But I'm trying. Actually, I should be trying harder. Blah, blah, blah. Digress. But you go on here. And he's like, basically, he's calling out freaking Josh Duger for his bullshit. And then people start chiming in. Of course, you know, people chime in. Like right here, there's still 151 replies you can't see from what this little screen cap I'm looking at had on here. But he basically, when he said, you have to confess and forsake your sin to have mercy, not sin, confess, and repeat, which makes mother trucking sense, right? He's like, nah, you can't, like that's the problem I have with the Dr. Dre apology. That's the problem I have with anybody's, like, these apologies on the flip side where it's like, no, now that my movie's done out and like I got this giant business deal with Apple, then I can, now I guess I should apologize. But no, it's like all carefully constructed and whatever. It's not heartfelt, whatever. We might, if I have time, I'll probably talk about that Dr. Dre thing some more, because the two ladies have responded back, and I like their differing opinions. But this Daniel Keller's on here, and then people come on here and they're all like, there's some like Colleen, oh, it has to be a relative because it's Colleen Keller Liskowitz, and she's like, true, but tell me this. Have you lied more than once in your life? Then you are a repeat offender as well. And then he started to go on tilt. He's like, I know all of my sins sent Jesus to the cross just as did Josh sin. But think about a minute for the victims. Tell me how you would feel if someone cheated on your sister and brought so much disgrace to you and your family. When you done that, go to hell, you prick. I love it. He's like, I ain't having it. He's like, I ain't no quiverful. I don't have to be nice. I can tell it like it is. Because, like, he even offered, they said on a bunch of things to, like, he's like, come live with me. I will pay for you and the kids. Just come live with me. Get away from this asshole. But she ain't going to do it because she has been brainwashed. It's like Scientology. And then they start quoting Bible verse stuff. And she's like talking about David giving mercy and forgiveness after his sins at Bethesda and killing her, like, all this kind of stuff. People keep coming in, and he's like, he calls people, and one of them, he's like, yeah, bitch, I did. Like, some just said, did you think about the victims? And he was like, yeah, bitch, I did. I've been thinking of her and sick to my stomach for the last few days. Why, you got another Bible verse to beat over my head? I'm starting to like this Daniel Keller dude, y'all. He's like, fuck you and your Bible verse. Like, you can... fuck you. And then he's like, people are like praying for him. Wait a minute, whatever. But basically what I'm saying is her brother ain't having it. Apparently there's a sister who ain't having it either, who's like trying to get away. But everybody said that she ain't going no freaking where. But where's this other one? he was like, blah, blah, blah. Where did it go? Oh, is it down here at the bottom? Probably. Oh, somebody called podcasts. If you really cared about her, I don't think you would be posting her business and movements in social media, Daniel. And then another chick is like, Jessa is publicly supporting her brother with this post, where she should be supporting her sister-in-law and nieces and nephews. He's like, I tell you who I don't give a shit about is that pig she calls her husband. I like this Daniel Keller. He's like, you know what? Fuck y'all. I don't give a shit about it. He's like, the only one I give a shit is about that pig she calls her husband, because he's an asshole. He's done screwed over my sister. This is some bullshit. I'm calling bullshit. So apparently he don't like it. So whatever. This whole Duggar thing has just gone to new levels. Apparently, you know, like the mom and daddy are just saddened and appalled and like, we don't know this person, all of that kind of stupid stuff. When if they really stopped and thought about it, they would be like, maybe all of this suppressiveness that we have put on our children might have a derogatory sort of like effect on some of this shit. But apparently now, we'll just move on because I fucking get too much joy out of this shit. But apparently there's like shit tons of people, and they're like, I came across this one, and then it's like, why do you tell me this shit? It's like, you know, like I got punked by that headline last time looking for the fucking word, what was it? I forget, I don't even remember what the word was. See, that's how much I've wiped it from my mind. But on the cheating website, Ashley Madison's subscribers include White House and U.S. Congress officials. But then you read down there and they're like, but we're not going to name them out of sensitivity. Then why the fuck, you whatever, didn't tell me. You don't need to take this like a giant long article to tell me that we ain't going to tell you who it is. It's just they exist. So you know what? Fuck you and your whoever you are, tech too. You need to like name names or shut the fuck up. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to know all of them. I was just like, negates my comment from earlier. But at the same time, it's like, you're article's kind of stupid. Okay, there's a whole shit ton there working the government for the White House and everything. Apparently, these people are everywhere. We only care about the hypocrites. So unless they're doing something hypocritical, saying one thing and doing another, then we don't want to know. But did y'all see that one where there was that viral story about this Christian vlogger, you know, like put their life on the... He's the one that stole the PPE and told his wife that she was pregnant before she knew she was pregnant and made like a big old viral video about it. And then the 3 days later, she had a miscarriage, and then they made like a big old heartfelt like crying in front of the camera to people to get all this like sympathy, so they got like money for their like blog and shit like that. So people were accusing them of like milking it or even of making it up completely or whatever. Well, guess who got mother trucking caught up going on to Ashley Madison, and now he's having to like fucking eat a whole hell out of a crow. It must be that freaking Christian vlogger who Mr. Sam Radar, that's his name, who's the one who got all holier than thou telling people how to live their lives about family values and all of this shit, and he's up on there too. And he says he was just up on there to chat with people. Yeah, you pay for that site just to chat with people? Bullshit. I call straight up bullshit. Although one dude I read on a thing, he was like talking about a regular dude. He's like, it's hard as fuck to get laid on there unless you like get a hooker or something. It's like, but apparently some of these would, well, I just choose to believe you did, because even if you were just chatting, it's like, whatever, I don't believe you because you're such a hypocrite. I don't freaking believe you. Well, as if that was not enough for this Mr. Sam Radar, but apparently he has a little bit of an anger issue too. So this is making me believe it even more. It's like, no, now your true colors are coming out. You've been putting on this face for all your YouTubes people, when in the real life, you're like this manipulative dick who has anger issues. And because the headline here is viral miscarriage vlogger Sam Radar kicked out of conference after threatening violence. See, what you gonna do? Gonna pray and then have that taken away too, now that you done got kicked out of a conference, almost arrested. But apparently here over here on the Gawker site, they're saying, according to reports from other vloggers who attended the conference, the viral Christian vlogger Sam Radar was ejected from the Vlogger Fair conference in Seattle yesterday for threatening violence against one or more people. This incident allegedly occurred just one day after Sam admitted to using a paid account on the cheating website Ashley Madison. Hip old mother trucking crit, right? Mother trucking there. I was like, why? It's like, that's not a thing. It's like, don't go and make a name for yourself and then like and be this kind of person and then go on Ashley Madison. Like, I could justify being on Ashley Madison. I would be like, yeah, I was trying to get a little piece of strange. Sorry, I hope I didn't offend anybody in the process. I tried to keep it on the down low. I wasn't expecting a hack, you know, that kind of shit. I'll just be like, yeah, all you got to do is own it and then move the fuck on. It's when you try to cover that stuff up, act like you didn't do it. But now that your information is right there for everybody to see who has a computer, then you're pretty much screwed. Because you know there's people that make copies of that stuff. You know, they were just like, yoink, yoink, yoink. yoink, yoink. Just copy after copy. People going to be holding this over people's head for a long time. These Ashley Madison people are fucked. They have to be. They're getting sued. They are totally getting sued. But let's see what this guy did first, and then we'll talk about Ashley Addison. Ashley Madison getting sued. My mouth just goes too fast sometimes. I think that's my problem. I'm going to slow down talking and talk like this. Could you imagine if I talk like that? That would just be no one would ever speak to me ever again. It'd just be awful. But apparently they reached out to him for comment and he got zero combat. They reached out to Sam for a comment early in the week about the Ashley Madison hack and didn't hear back. But then the Gawker people got a hold of him the other morning and he called him back almost immediately. He says he was kicked out of the conference. At first he said he did not threaten anyone, but later admitted to making a threat against one person whom he would not identify. Well, it's like, I didn't make any threats. Well, I made one threat. That's called making threats, you dumbass. That's why these people are so stupid. People are so stupid. Like, people think I'm stupid just because of this accent sometimes. And I'm like, do you not realize that the words coming out of my mouth actually make sense? They may have a southern accent behind them, but they actually make mother trucking sense. Do you get that? Are you alive? What is wrong with you? Is when I look at people all the time. I'm always like, what is fucking wrong with you? Like, when somebody almost runs me over in a crosswalk, the first thing I usually say with people, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Why can't you just fucking calm down for two goddamn seconds? Especially the ones who don't apologize and kind of look at you like you're the one in the fucking way. That, I can't talk about the rainbow sparkle glitter. The Duggars going down. Okay, so this dude, he says he didn't do that. He said, this is what he explained. It was one person and I didn't make a threat. What happened was there are a couple of fellow vloggers who had ridiculed our family on Twitter regarding the method we were mourning the loss, our miscarriage on Twitter. Yeah, they were like tweeting about it and stuff and being like, it was a little much. I will say it was a little much. Sam went on and told him that the problems at the conference began on Friday when he approached one of the vloggers and told him he had hurt our family and that was that. On Saturday, Sam said that vlogger got in my face and put his chest up against mine and then that there was a verbal altercation from there. Sam admits after the incident, the organizers kicked him out of the conference. He said he does not know if the other vlogger was asked to leave. Of course, the other guy wasn't asked to leave because you know who gets asked to leave? The one who starts the trouble. So you went over, you got all fucking whatever, and apparently there's somebody named Megan Tonjes or Tonjes, I don't know how you say that, T-O-N-J-E-S, unpronounceable last name. I don't know where all these unpronounceable last names have come from on these freaking stories I read, but I am the world's worst at pronouncing names and shit, and of course, I'm here sitting here trying to read the interweb. Ridiculous. That's what I was reminded that I said. I was one time on the NBC Nightly News, y'all. They were interviewing people going into the airport over in Burbank. I was off to Vegas, and because Southwest was thinking of getting rid of peanuts, and they asked me what I thought about it, and my response was, that's ridiculous, and I did like a hand motion where I swiped in front to like emphasize it, and my friend Janet, she got on there too, saying whatever she said. I don't know. I don't remember. I only remember what I said. But when we got on to, and I said more after that, but the clip they used on the NBC Nightly News that night was just me going, somebody said like, blah, 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 the question about the peanuts. And the first one is me going, that's ridiculous. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was one of my finer moments. I wish I could find a piece of tape of that because I seem to remember it being funny. And, whatever, I digress. That's every time I say the word ridiculous, that's all I think of. But whatever, there is this woman. See, I am digressing all over the place today. Megan Tonjes. I'm going with Tonjes. It has to be like Tonjes. She goes, at the next con you're not invited to, definitely don't threaten violence against other vloggers. Hashtag trash. Ooh, she called him trash. Hashtag God bless. See, she has to be Southern because if you put God bless behind trash, then that she's like, then I'm just saying it. I'm just letting you know you're trash. God bless you. And then it makes it all better. She goes, look at all the people not getting kicked out of cons. Then look at the people who are. And then I don't know who these people are. She's like, oh, never seen anyone climb so high, fall so quickly, so fast. I wasn't going to drag this dude, but you want to threaten people and then play victim? Nah. See, I hate that. See, this is why I believe it. See, the comments and the Twitters on the flip side, those are where you get your little nuggets of truth. This is where you get your nuggets of truth. I hate when somebody does something bad and then they throw the freaking victim card to try to get out of it. It's the worst. I freaking hate it so freaking much. Actually, I think I used to do it as a child, and maybe like whoever I did that to, I apologize. But like, I try not to do that shit now. You got to own your shit. But definitely don't play mother trucking victim. That's the worst. That's the mother trucking worst. So whatever. So this dude, fall from grace. What's your name? Sam Radar. Sam Raider. A-R-D-E-R. It's not Radar. It's Raider, I guess. Sam Raider. And the thing is, he's kind of cute. I will say. I'll give him that. But he's like, nuts. I'd never tempt that. Could you imagine? He'd never leave your side. He'd be like, oh my God, you can do that. And then he would be so enamored and like never leave you alone. It'd be one of those. What else? But okay, what else going on? Oh, they're fucking Ashley Madison's getting the shit sued out of him. They're totally getting this, like, totally. Ooh, this one mother sent an angry letter to Aunt Jessa Duggar, but whatever. We've already talked about that. I've pontificated enough on that. I don't need this window. There was something else. Oh, yeah. People have done killed themselves, and there's been extortion linked to the Ashley Madison. Like, it's not two people have killed themselves. One is like a like cop somewhere in Texas. Where is it? I had the story here on my flip. Why the fuck? Here it is. Yeah, two suicides are linked to Ashley Madison leak. Texas police chief takes his own life just days after his email is leaked in cheating website hack. Mm-hmm. San Antonio Police Captain Michael Gorham took his own life last week after his official email address was linked to an Ashley Madison account. Mm-hmm. See, this shit's getting serious. Dude gun killed himself. Canadian police confirmed on Monday a second suicide of a person believed to have been using the extramarital affairs website. They ain't said who that is yet, or if they have, I ain't seen it on nothing yet. And the owners of Ashley Madison are offering a bounty in exchange for the hackers. Like, if you know who did this, you should determine, because I think it's like $500,000 or something like that. It might even be more. I'd hold out for more. I'd be like, dude, you give me about $5 million, I got your names. I got them right here. You just put that money in my account where I can put it where I need it to be, where you can't fetch it back. And I'll tell you exactly who that is. But I don't know, so I can't do that. And I can't even use my cockamamie scheme. Yeah, but apparently people are getting extorted. Because people are stupid. That's what it boils down to, y'all. People are mother trucking stupid. They use, like, and I'm sure I've done it in the past. Like, I would never do it again. Like, I don't know. Just, like, use your email because I don't care. It's like, I don't care. Nobody's going to get into my business. But what if I became, like, accidentally internet famous? You know, you never know. These viral videos happen all the time. I could be walking down the street, fall on my ass in some funny fashion somewhere where some tourist accidentally caught it, put it on the interwebs, and they're like, who is that fool? Or whatever. Or I could lose my mind somewhere because I could see that happening easily or whatever. You know, like, there's a bazillion ways that shit could happen, and then, like, people start digging in your business. Or you try to go on a damn game show and they start digging through every little, like your life is a haystack, and they're pulling out every needle. They're asking me all these questions. I was evasive as fuck. I was totally evasive. I was acting like I was in court. I would only answer as much as I had to. I'm like, they're like, why were these dismissed? I'm like, because they were dismissed. You don't get to know why some shit was dismissed. All you need to know is it was like they took it away. I did what I was supposed to do, and they took it away like they were supposed to. And now we're all copacetic. Okay. So stay out my business. You don't got to dig that deep. Look at me. I'm a relatively good person. I haven't done really anything that bad. If you keep liquor out of my gut, you're probably gonna get a much safer environment. But also, if you put enough liquor in my gut, you're going to have a whole hell of a lot more fun. I'm just saying is all. But yeah, so people getting extorted, blah, blah, blah. We've talked about Ashley Madison's enough, haven't we? There's other things to talk about. There's a lot of other things I want to touch on, go through this list I have. I've just been saving things. You know what? I will tell people, I don't know if y'all use the Google Chrome as your like browser, but it was bogging my shit down, y'all. And I started just going back to old school Safari, and this shit works better. If I keep this stupid Google Chrome closed, things tend to run better. Maybe I've used it too much and it's picked up some kind of like disease, but I'm on a Mac. I didn't think they were supposed to get diseases. I don't fucking know. But there's a bunch of things. Oh, there were some stories. Well, let's roll down here and see. This one. Let's talk about somebody else who just makes me want to like throw up in my mouth a little bit real quick while we're talking on these kind of people. This one, freaking Bill Dumbass Cosby. Again, Gross McGrosserson, the worst person on the planet right now, according to some people. Oh yeah, we gotta talk about Punkin' Head again too. But this is the thing, and I won't talk about this just for a hot minute, because you know there were a couple other ladies came out there, it's like over 50 now, official. And but apparently his new there's a report that came out. It's over on the Jezebel site where I saw this, but I saw it on a couple of different things, which is where I'm reading it from. But the report says Bill Cosby's new PR offensive will blame rape accusations on racism. So now, after all this, after it's pretty much clear that he done did what he did, and everybody's like, you are done, and your legacy is pretty much tainted beyond belief. And even Lisa Bonet's kid is coming out saying, like, yo, dude, my mama just don't talk about it, but she's pretty freaking disgusted and concerned about what she's like learned. Like, it's like it has not sat well with her. This is basically what Zoe Kravitz let us all know. And and then she's like you ask my mom and she'd never say nothing, because like she's just like whatever, she didn't see it. She was like younger. He hid that shit from people like her. She didn't know what the fuck was going on. She's like, I can't talk to it because I never saw it, but now that I hear all this shit, and it makes me stop and take pause. I appreciate that stance. That's all you gotta say. Felicia Rashad, I'm just saying is all. Claire Huxtables, but whatever. So now he's like following the five more women who accused Cosby of sexual abuse in August alone, a new report claims that his publicity team has had a eureka moment. Just say that the allegations are a big racist attack on an old kind black man. Nah, you're old, yeah, you're black, yeah, kind, I would not attribute that word to you anymore, because like all this to no, just you just done too much awfulness. It's like it's all coming out now. But it's basically it says the Cosby camp hopes after this we just don't have to ask about it anymore. He's like basically like somebody said, who says this? I don't know. It's in something. Look, it's not rocket science, and it's not hard to understand, particularly if you're African-American, that no matter if an individual has fame and fortune, if he supposedly drugged and raped a white woman, he's very much susceptible to swift and harsh punishment. So what the team wants to do and will do on Mr. Cosby's behalf is simply put to public a scenario that everyone knows makes sense. Nearly all of these women are white, and most of them said that this happened in the 1960s and 1970s. I don't care if you're Bill Cosby or any other black celebrity, you can't tell me that a white woman's claim of being assaulted in any way by a black man would be ignored. If you were Bill Cosby, it would. Apparently, this has not sat well with people, and they are like all up in arms about it. But I agree. But it's like, hope it's not gonna work. The damage is done. There's too many. Like, it's like everybody is just like whatever. He's got a few supporters, and like honestly, any woman who supports him, I just don't get. And several of these women are black, so it's like, and they're like other. It's like they're not all white. I mean, predominantly, but obviously, he had a thing for white women. A lot of black men have a thing for white women. So if he's gonna get what he wants by drugging it, why not drug a white woman? That's just how that shit works. Don't try to read into something it ain't. That's just how that fucking shit works. So whatever. Still gross. Getting grosser. Bill, Mother Trucking Cosby. Who, like, when I was watching Fat Albert as a kid, I never thought I'd get to the point where I'd just look at him and be like, you're the grossest person on the planet right now, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm sure there's grosser people, but he is pretty Mother Trucking gross. Okay? Okay. Whatever. Let's talk about something else. Something else that'll make us... Okay. Frickin' Pumpkinhead is back up to his old frickin' tricks, right? I don't fucking get it. I really... Like, I don't understand how people can honestly and say that... I just don't understand how he can, like, honestly, like, just say this shit and get away with it. I don't understand how any person in their right mind, like, thinks that if you're running for president, you cannot say this shit. That's just my point. Even if you're a big old pumpkin head who is so full of yourself and thinks that you just have to go out there and be a bully, because that's why he's a bully or whatever. And I'm whatever. I don't want him to go away because he's fucking comedy. But it pisses me the fuck off that he has still got me defending this freaking Megyn Kelly, whose hair don't move, who I can't stand because she won't freaking follow up with a question. And I don't like Fox News to begin with because fair and bias my ass. They're just freaking hate mongers half the freaking time. All they're doing is stirring hate and the pot and everything, causing too much trouble. But she went on vacation to try to let shit cool down. Roger Ailes or whatever his name is over there at the Fox News was like, just let this seminar, take a freaking vacation, go be with your kids, hang out. She was like, you know what? I'll do this because apparently Donald Trump is so butthurt, he ain't going to shut the fuck up till I go away for a minute. And none of us wants that. Maybe we can get back talking about other things that besides stupid Donald motherfucking Trump. So she goes away. Then she comes back. Last night was her first night on. So he goes on and starts bashing her, calls her a freaking bimbo. But he's like, Megyn Kelly must have had a terrible vacation. She is really off her game. What was afraid to confront Dr. Cornell West. No clue on immigration. He tweeted that. Then he tweeted, I like the Kelly file much better without at Megyn Kelly. Perhaps she could take another 11-day unscheduled vacation. Like, he's just always like, he's like the kid that when you like fell down, he would come over and freaking rub your face in the grass. You know, like, he's just such a fucking prick. I can't stand him, right? But then he went on to Jeb Bush bashing, and what else did he say? There's a terrible vacation one, whatever. He said Megyn Kelly needs to go back on vacation. What a waste of an hour on Fox. She has come back looking like Nancy Grace. That is a fucking insult. Poor Megyn Kelly. Like, whatever. I can't believe I'm defending her. But where did he call her a bimbo? Somebody said he called her a bimbo. It has to be on here somewhere. He did call her a bimbo. Whatever. Allegedly, he also called her a bimbo again. He'd already called her a bimbo the first time, called her a bimbo again. So whatever. So he's just like blowhard. And like, the thing is, I can't believe that women, but like, have not been like, are like, nah, dude, like, I don't give a shit. Like, nah, you can't treat a woman like that. You can't just be like, you're not doing this to dude. You're just doing this because like, you have this whole misogynist streak in you. You need to acknowledge it. And you're running for fucking president. You can't fucking talk like this. You can't. I could talk like that because I just do the Hollywood Hick program here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. But you are running for mother trucking president, mother trucker. It does not work out like that. Okay, you get like, this poor woman is getting bashed. She like tried to give you time to just fucking like have your day, whatever. But no, as soon as she comes back, you got to fucking peacock around again, showing your ass, acting like an asshole. Which apparently now, hopefully this shit sticks. But apparently, according to the Business Insider people, the ceasefire struck twixt Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Fox News appears to be dunzo. Like, Fox News is like, we are now broke the fuck up, Donald Trump. That was it. We tried to play nice. We freaking appeased you and your freaking giant pumpkin head and that dead fox on your head, mangy ass fox on your head. Like, no, your orange pumpkin head. You can't even smooth that stuff. I'm looking at a picture right now. You're blotchy as hell. Get a makeup artist. Do something, because if we have to look at you, if I have to listen to you and look at you, at least freaking like clean it up, dude. You look a fucking mess. I just had to say that out loud. But whatever. So this Roger Ailes comes back and he's like, Donald Trump's surprise and unprovoked attack on Megyn Kelly during her show last night is as unacceptable as it is disturbing. Blah, blah. Then he goes on to be like, Megyn Kelly represents the very best of American journalism, and all of us at Fox News Channel reject the crude and irresponsible attempts to suggest otherwise. Now I do contest your Megyn Kelly represents the very best of American journalism. Now, as a woman, I don't think she should be subjected to this, but I do not really agree with much that comes out of her mouth. And as a journalist, I think she should do a follow-up question and or at least call bullshit on occasion. You know, I'm just saying it's up. But whatever. I question that Megyn Kelly represents the very best of American journalism is all I'm getting at, right? But anyone who's like, he's like, I could not be more proud, blah, blah, blah. Her question, Mr. Trump, at the debate was tough and fair. It was. It's like, whatever. You said it. You're running for president. She wants you to own it. She has every right to ask you that question just because you didn't agree with the question. It's like, it doesn't work that way. You don't get to pick and choose what the hell your question is going to be. And then don't be a freaking pussy ass on the flip side and be like, well, you didn't ask anybody else hard questions like that. Me, me, me. Well, you know what? Maybe their question was hard for them because they had to answer something that was honest and true for them. And you had to sit over here and like take up something. But no, all you did was like point to the fat chick again. Like, you can't do it. And made a freaking scrunch face like somebody just farted the wettest and most nastiest fart ever right beside your face with that big old pumpkin head of yours that I'm sick of looking at and having to listen to, but for whatever reason I can't quit looking at, because you're so freaking ridiculous. I can't believe how many people are supporting this level of ridiculousness. It's crazy. He said Donald Trump rarely apologizes, although in this case he should. And he should. Like, quit being a dick. God, move on to something else too. Like, he is like the epitome of like mean guy. Like, I mean, he was such a dick in like school and stuff because he was just such a freaking asshole. Just, he was like the one that just loved to rub salt in anybody's wound. Like, just such a horrible person. He's like, they try to go speak to Fox News's journalism integrity again. He's like, which is, they call themselves fair and balanced, and that's why they've made Fox News the number one network in whatever. They might be number one, but it's just for, how many people just can't see I can't talk about it because it makes me nuts. But whatever. Apparently every person on Fox is like blasting out that Trump, like telling him he's like horrible, blah, blah, blah. But Trump ain't backing down. That's his whole thing. Like, he can't back down or whatever. So hopefully it's like finally he's like, I hope it's like Game of Thrones where like it just keeps building. Like every season they have to do more and more horrible things to outdo the horrible things they did the season before. So as long as this keeps going, I mean, he's got a while. So he's going to have to out-horrible himself at some point, right? And have people just finally be like, oh, dude, you had us, and then now you're nuts. Or does he just, like, I heard one person's opinion was basically he just wants to just take it as far as he possibly can, and then when it all goes to shit, he's just going to be like, well, then fine, I quit. And then just, like, because then he got all he wanted, got exactly what he wanted, a shit ton of fucking attention. Like, I read a thing about, like, he's, like, such a horrible, despicable person, had, like, that Trump University thing. Apparently, I read an article where, like, it was completely worthless bullshit. All he did was, like, fleece people of money. Like, that's all he does. It's like, I don't care. I need somebody who's not a fleecer of monies to run the country. I need somebody who's like gonna go out there like, I gotta be a killer. You know, you don't gotta be a killer, you gotta be a fucking politician. And politicians sometimes have to play a little freaking, they have to play like a little fucking like part of the, whatever. You're a horrible person, moving the fuck on. Ooh. Oh, y'all see this? I've been talking about her. It's gonna be a freaking whole show of people. I've already talked about a whole bunch of time, but people are acting nuts. People are acting nuts. Kim Richards done ditched rehabs again. I said I wasn't going to talk about fucking housewives, but this one has done caught my attention. Ooh, there's a housewife's husband got called in Ashley Madison too, and so did Snooki's husband. Meant to throw that out there. Snooki off of Jersey Shore, her husband, had been having an account for like 62 weeks. I bet Snooki is pissed. Snooki is mother trucking pissed. I hate an autoplay video. Anybody in the internet business, fucking teach me how to stop this shit because it drives me fucking nuts. I can't stand it. I'm trying to sit here and talk on the Hollywood thing, and all of a sudden your stupid thing comes on, starts me. I'm startle easy. Stop it. But Kim Richards was in the rehab. People had just come to see her over the weekend, and then all of a sudden she decided, nope, I'm done. I feel better. I'm gone. And then done. Left again. Nobody knows where she is. This poor thing. She's got to be in court soon where she's going to be in trubs for that Beverly Hills Hotel incident where she was kicking at cops, locking herself in bathrooms, drunker and Cootie Brown, making her fucking ass of herself. And then she was told to stay out of trouble, and then she goes and steals all that stupid shit out of the dollar bin from Target, which makes absolutely no sense. I think she's just like, whatever, like, you have an entitled sense, and then this just fucking spills over like somebody was going to take care of that for me, because that's what used to happen, and she ain't got that no more, and she doesn't know how to fucking deal. And so I wonder how many Targets she walked out with somebody going behind her going like, nah, we got it. She just forgot to pay. I'll pay for it for her right now. And then take that shit back. You know it used to happen. People just don't start. Look at Winona Ryder. She had to get caught. Apparently, and I'm like, rest in peace. And I hate to talk ill of you because you know I love you more than my luggage. But Farrah Fawcett was apparently a kleptomaniac too. So hopefully Kim Richards shows back up and can get back in the rehab because she needs it. So Kim Richards done gone nuts again, y'all. Good Lord, have mercy. Dolly, have mercy on her. Dolly, have mercy on her. Oh, what else is going on out there? Oh, this story was funny. Maybe we should just mix it up. I don't know. I was going to talk some more about this Dr. Dre apology thing, but basically what it boils down to, I'm just going to breeze by it because it makes me angry because I hate these people when they apologize on the flip side when it's like they've basically been back. Like, now people have paid attention, so now I guess I'm going to say something other than catty comments about how they're freaking asking for it. But basically what came out, that one, Dee Barnes, she basically said, at least he apologized. It may not have been the best apology, but at least he apologized and it's out there that I'm not fucking crazy. I'm just making this story up. And people are giving her, because people gave her a lot of shit about the whole thing. But that Michelle A, she's more like me. She's like, whatever. Somebody just made him do it. He don't mean it. He's a fucking asshole. Basically what she was saying. I paraphrase, but she's like, he don't mean it. Somebody wrote that for him. He just put that out there and then to try to, because he's like too much money involved. That's what she was saying. Too much friggin' money involved. And that's the truth. Where, oh shit, I am just running my lips here on the Hollywood Hick. We are almost done. What's something good we can talk about real quick? Oh, this chick. Okay, gotta love a person who can make yourself feel better about yourself, even probably more so than these Ashley Madison assholes right now. But I came across this story over on the Gawker website. I look at that one a lot. If y'all can't notice, I'm always saying on the Gawker website. Even though I see them on other ones, usually I see it there for whatever. That's just the one I click on to keep. And but this woman from Connecticut, the headline is, woman who can't spell whore allegedly keyed her whore friend's car, spelled W-O-R-E. That's how she spelled whore. But a Connecticut woman convinced that her boyfriend had been cheating on her with one of her friends, allegedly keyed each of their cars and punctured their tires. Stanford police say they established the motive for the crime after trying to make sense of the word war, W-O-R-E, scratched into the paint of the woman's car and realizing the culprit was just atrocious at spelling. Enter Shannon these fucking unpronounceable last names. Sapilla, C-S-A-P-I-L-L-A, Sapilla, that's how I'm thinking you say it, 20 years old, was charged with criminal mischief Thursday. She denied damaging the two cars in an interview at police headquarters, but later incriminated herself immediately after leaving the building. Idiot girl. She's a fucking idiot. She Snapchatted. See these children and their Snapchat. Like, the people, like, it does not really go away. Stop thinking that. Stop it. But she Snapchatted a photo of police headquarters with the caption, "Stamford police have nothing on me." Unbeknownst to her, we did have enough, and we obtained two arrest warrants from a judge and took her into custody at her home. Wah, wah. Seems one of the people whom she sent the photo ratted her out. The message combined with some angry text to her now ex-boyfriend and his testimony that she admitted to keying his car were enough to get her ass arrestorated. Boo, you wore. I love it. Boo, you wore. W-O-R-E. I love when people just can't. Whatever. And I love the top comment here too. Whoever this ginger is a construct. I like this. She goes, "As a Southern expat, I braced myself as I scrolled down thinking, so where in the South did this happen?" And I was kind of thinking the same thing. And then they said Connecticut right at the very top. And I was like, shoo. But I could not have been shocked if it was Florida. Y'all all know that shit is true. All right, y'all. But I hope that made you feel better about yourself, because that's it for me. This has been another issue of the issue, edition, episode, whatever the fuck you want to call it, of the Hollywood Hick. Thanks for listening in. Follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Listen to all the fabulous programming here on the Crab Diving Network. And yeah, that'll about do it, y'all. Don't be a dooger. Bye, y'all. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, Mother Truckers. Boo-lam, 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 boo. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam.